BBC News with Jerry Smith. A court in India has found six people guilty of the rape and murder of an 8-year-old Muslim girl. The victim was kidnapped, sexually assaulted and bludgeoned to death in a Hindu temple last year in Indian administered Kashmir. She belonged to a nomadic tribe. Rajini Vaidyanathan is in Delhi.
In India, there are regular reports on an almost daily basis of child sex abuse. And in recent years, the government has promised to step up in terms of making sure that people are held to account. In fact, last year, a new law was brought in here in India, which meant that anyone who is found guilty of raping a child, so anyone under the age of 12, will get the death penalty. Now, we're waiting to see what the sentence is in this case, but that certainly is the maximum sentence that the men could get.
In an unprecedented move, three leading Russian newspapers have come out with identical front pages with the words, "We are Ivan Golunov." The prominent investigative journalist was detained last week and charged with drug dealing on a large scale. From Moscow, Steve Rosenberg.
The detention of a prominent investigative journalist has sparked outrage in the Russian media. As an act of solidarity, three of the country's most respected daily papers ran almost identical front pages in support of Ivan Golunov. The reporter is currently under house arrest, having been charged with attempting to sell drugs, an accusation widely viewed as bogus. The three papers demanded an investigation into the actions of law enforcement officers and called on Russian police to abide by the law.
Kurdish forces in Syria have handed over 14 orphans fathered by Islamic State fighters to France and the Netherlands. The US-backed SDF says that 12 French and 2 Dutch orphans, aged 10 or under, were handed over on Sunday. So far, there's been little appetite from European or other countries to take back their citizens who joined IS. Turkey has reacted angrily to delays its men's national football team experienced on arrival at Iceland's main international airport ahead of their European Championship qualifier on Tuesday. It's lodged a diplomatic protest. Here's our Europe regional editor, Danny Eberhard.
It's being seen in Turkey as a matter of national pride. State media there say the players were made to wait for about 3 hours while passport checks were carried out and their luggage searched. President Erdogan's spokesman called the treatment disrespectful. Some Turks, too, have been incensed by footage of a man thrusting a dishwashing brush rather than a microphone in front of one of their players while journalists interviewed him. Iceland has yet to give an official response. It all adds spice to Tuesday's fixture.
BBC News.